This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In this cold light of New Year's morning, thoughts turn to being a better person, and with that, more exercise. The fastest growing demographic for gyms in America, people 55 and older. As reporter Lewis Wallace reports from WYSO in Ohio, some fitness centers are trying to tailor their programs and their vibe to the more mature crowd.
Step and back. Step.
At FitWorks in Beaver Creek, Ohio, a few dozen seniors meet twice a week for silver sneakers classes, a low-key aerobic workout for people 65 and up. Catherine South, age 79, is one happy participant.
I love it. I've worked parts I didn't know I had.
She's on the administrative staff here, and she says she has seen more and more of the silver-haired crowd over the years, but there's still a big untapped market.
But they'd only come in and see how many seniors we actually have working out, I think they would change their mind real quickly.
Meredith Poplar is Vice President of Industry Growth at IRSA, a large trade association for health clubs.
That group has grown 500% since 1990.
She says growth in the 55-plus crowd is off the charts compared to other age groups, but some of that is just demographic. As the baby boomers age,
that's when people are retiring, so they have more time to work out. I'm so jealous of my father. He gets to work out every day.
And baby boomers were the original crowd that started the gym craze in the 80s. But now this population has different health needs, says Dan Ritchie.
I want to play with my grandchildren, or I want to hit the golf ball farther, and you know, this particular spin class isn't doing that for me.
He runs the Functional Aging Institute, a consulting firm out of Indiana, helping fitness centers become more senior friendly. He says it starts with the aesthetic.
If you picture what you would expect a BMW or a Mercedes lobby to look like.
And the vibe. He coaches clubs to lose the warehousey, macho, sculpted bodies only feel. In fact, Ritchie says he advises gyms to try to keep young men away.
We don't want them in our facility. Women in their 50s and 60s don't want to see guys in their 30s strutting their stuff.
To be fair, it surely depends on the woman. But you get the idea.
Dance like nobody's looking.
In Beaver Creek, Ohio, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.